With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Biden says Israel will allow humanitarian assistance into Gaza from Egypt.
The president told Israeli officials in Tel Aviv that people in Gaza need food, water, medicine, and shelter. He said Israel agreed to allow the flow of humanitarian aid.
Based on the understanding that there will be inspections, that the aid should go to civilians, not to Hamas.
He said if Hamas diverts or steals the assistance, they will have demonstrated once again that they have no concern for the welfare of the Palestinian people. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The chief suspect in the 2005 disappearance of Natalie Holloway admits to beating the young Alabama woman to death on a beach in Aruba after she refused his advances, then dumping her body into the ocean. New details in the killing emerged Wednesday as Jeroen Vandersloot pleaded guilty to extorting Holloway's mother. He demanded $250,000 to tell the family the location of the girl's remains. Also at SRNnews.com, Congressman Jim Jordan fails in his second attempt to obtain the post of House Speaker.
At this stage of the race, it's unclear where House Republicans go, but one thing is clear. Jim Jordan says he's remaining in the race, and he's going to speak with his colleagues, meet with them privately, possibly have a public conference where all the House Republicans can get together and decide when to have a third vote.
Some holdout Republicans are talking with Democrats about a plan to give a temporary speaker, probably Congressman Patrick McHenry, more power to reopen the House. The National Weather Service is warning about a high risk of sneaker waves across the Oregon and South Washington coast. They say it's due to a distant storm out in the Pacific. This is SRN News. Planned Parenthood is reacting to the war between Israel and Hamas.
Apparently, what the organization thinks is most needed in the crisis is more abortions. The International Planned Parenthood Federation has released a statement vowing to provide abortions and contraception to Palestinian women during the conflict, stating that, quote, we take seriously our responsibility to preserve the enormous gains made in sexual and reproductive health care in the region. Critics say the IPPF is trying to capitalize on the crisis. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Sex change operations on kids would be banned in Wisconsin under a Republican bill passed this week. But Democrat Governor Tony Evers has vowed to veto that measure. Republicans do not have enough votes for an override. More than 20 other states have enacted laws that bar doctors from performing irreversible surgeries on kids for the purpose of appearing to live as the opposite sex. This is SRN News. A new report says vehicle crash and fatality rates for young drivers have fallen dramatically. Correspondent Donna Warder has more.
The nonprofit group Governors Highway Association says looking at statistics from 2021 and 2022, fatal crashes involving drivers under 21 years old have fallen by 38%, and deaths of young drivers have dropped even more by about 45%. For drivers 21 and older, fatal crash and deaths rose during that period. The report acknowledges that young people are driving less than they were 20 years ago, but it highlights several other reasons for the decreasing numbers, such as state programs that phase in driving privileges. I'm Donna Warder.
There are two rallies taking place this evening in New York City, a pro-Palestinian march and rally in Astoria and a pro-Israeli rally happening on the East Side near the United Nations. More details at srnnews.com.